Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get into it, Rob. You mentioned it, or I mentioned it at the top of the show. Super trade, and Juan Soto, the outstanding 23-year-old for the Washington Nationals, traded to the San Diego Padres, who already are stacked. Right now, they're the second wild card in the National League. But they also, Rob, they got a bunch of prospects. We don't have to name all of them, but they basically got a bunch of young talent. They also got Josh Bell's having a nice season for the Nationals.
He's having a great season for them. Swinging the bat great. He's a big bat in that lineup, Chris. I mean, the Padres.
They get Brandon Drury. They stacked up today. So, what this was your pick. Now, I really can't give you much credit if they win it because –
This was before
they were getting Juan Soto.
But didn't I pick them before? I did pick the Padres and Yankees.
But I'm saying, now if they win it, it's like a whole different team.
I'm going to be right on the money right there. That first plaque, the first spot in that trophy plaque that we have now, it's going to be my name for baseball. I'm going to be the first
right.
one
we do
on
now,
that.
I still, look, my dream, and I picked the White Sox. And
they're only two games out now, Chris. You know that.
I picked the Giants. Right, yeah, right. No, I know. And obviously you want your pick to be right. But if I had to name, with this move, Rob, if I had to name a dream World Series for me, I got to admit, it would be the Yankees. with Aaron Judge. And in the National League, it would be this is completely
I want to hear this. I'm with bated breath. I really want to hear what you're going to say.
It would be the Padres.
More now, so I than think, the Dodgers, right? I agree with you.
And obviously the Dodgers got star power too, right? But
not like this. I'm sorry, Chris. As much and as good as the Dodgers are, and Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, they have stars, okay, that you want to see. But if you're telling me you're going to see Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, Juan Soto, and then don't forget they got a great pitching staff, Chris. Their pitching is so deep.
And then they added
They've been
Hader.
Pitching a six-man rotation. And they got a closer in Hader.
Right.
There you go.
Right. And all of those guys, particularly Tatis, Machado, and Hader, are very colorful personalities. And that's when, I mean, look, you can argue the Dodgers may have a better quote-unquote big three. You can certainly argue that.
Oh, the numbers are there, right.
With Soto's a little bit down. I don't know if you call it a down year. His batting average is down. Outside of that, he's playing well. But as far as, like, draws, like, personalities, like, swag, there's no question it's the Padres. So, no doubt. I'd like to see that, Rob.
Well, let me ask you this,
Chris. That was your pick, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's my pick. But here's the thing
Picking
that I got from today.
All the time.
Yeah, all right. The Padres are front runners over the Dodgers. Come on, give me some credit, as Charlie Hayes would say. But Chris, this is the thing. Look at the teams now and where they are. No more five-year plans. No more we're going to build it. We're going to wait on our guys. We'll do whatever. It's like, you know, open the bag, pour it in the pot, add water, and stir. Like, this is where we are. And you could say that's what the Browns did. They had won a playoff game with Baker. They could have said, we're building. We got a good roster. He was kind of hurt last year. We'll give him another shot. They're like, no, we're upgrading. The Padres haven't had Tatis all year. Could have said, look where we are. Chris, they're already in the playoff race without Tatis, right? In the wild card. They could have said, let's just wait for Tatis to get back and we'll be good. No. They didn't want to do that. And if I was a fan of the Padres or any sports team now, Chris, I'm not mad at teams for saying, we want to win now. We don't want to wait. We'll take our championship now. And if you're the Nationals, and I know it's different, Chris, but the Nationals won a couple years ago, and then you have to rebuild 3 or 4 years later, I'm cool with that. My team got a championship. You know, like, you don't have to win 3 or 4 champs. You just want your team to win. Am I right?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that winning a championship is obviously the ultimate goal. And I get it. Like, let's be honest. Right now, we know the Nationals won. It was great. Does it feel like the Nationals won? You know, it wasn't that long ago that the Royals won. Does it feel like
Royals
the
Royals won in 2015?
Like, it's unfortunate. I feel like championships, Rob, it's just the nature of our culture now, but I feel like they used to be celebrated more. You know what I mean? We used to marinate in it a little more. Now it's like on to next year immediately almost, you know, after the parade or whatever. But to your point, that's still the goal. And that's what you try to do. I don't think you can think otherwise today. I mean, in any sport. Like, I think the teams that rebuild, that go young, you're forced to do that.
Right. That's not what you would want to do. Right.
Like, in basketball, Oklahoma City is going that route. But Harden left. Westbrook left. Right, traded Westbrook. Durant left. Right? They pretty much were forced into doing that. But if you are close, you got to compete right away, because we know, Rob, with free agency now, it's just too great a chance that you'll lose your guys. Even in baseball, when your young prospects become great, if they do, there's a great chance the Yankees, the Red Sox, or some other big spender,
Dodgers.
The Dodgers, is going to come along and take them, right? We see that often. And so Yeah, I absolutely. Football, five-year plans are over with. The only time I go with a five-year plan is if I'm a GM, my team is horrible, and I'm going to my owner trying to keep my job, saying, yeah, we're not competing right now, but we've got a ton of draft picks. Look at these prospects we've got. You know what I mean? You're selling hope, not wins at that point. But, yeah, Rob, I think the Padres are doing the right thing. You got to go for it now, man. No, and especially in baseball, Rob, because prospects, we don't know what these guys are going to be. How many awesome prospects have we seen that just don't pan out?
A ton. It's a hit or miss business. You know that. No matter what anybody does, you don't know once they get to that next level.
Right.
If they're going to be able to perform. But I give the Padres credit. You know what, Chris? And they look in that division and what the Dodgers have done and the money they've spent and the players they've tried to get. And they said, we're not going to play second fiddle. We got a great team. We got a great ballpark. I mean, they're like, we're going for it. And to compete with the Dodgers, last year they lost Scherzer to the Dodgers. You remember at the trade deadline, they lost to the Nationals. The Nationals gave up Scherzer and Trey Turner, the shortstop,
who
played second. But
this
year they were like, nope, not this year. We're not doing that. And they went out and they made a blockbuster. I like it too. If I were a Padres fan, I'd be ecstatic.
Well, and Rob, the Padres actually have the best of both worlds. Because Soto's 23, assuming they, you know, can keep him.
Right.
And
they have him under control.
Tatis Jr.'s 23.
Yeah, right? They're young.
They could actually, you know, baseball in this day and age has largely become a regional game. But if there are a couple teams that are positioned to kind of take the nation by storm, Rob, you know, obviously the Yankees, but, you know, you got a lot of Yankees haters because they spend so much money. But I would say the Padres, again, with the swag, with the youth,
how
exciting these guys are, you know what I mean?
They might be must-see TV.
Absolutely.
They might be because of those guys play with flair. We already saw it with Tatis. You know, I had a mini man crush on him.
Not a mini one. You were full bore.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom Brady. And Rob, we were saying how you just heard David Gascon with the update say that the Miami Dolphins, he talked about their the ruling against them and how the right. owner, Stephen Ross, has been fined $1.5 million, Rob, suspended until October 17th. He won't be able to go to the facility, won't be able to participate in any of the actions with the Dolphins, and they lose a first round pick in this year's upcoming draft 2023 and a third round pick in 2024 for the tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. And remember, that was kind of, it was written about in a few places. It seemed like, is it really true? Seems like a mystery. You know,
I remember that.
A guy just cobbling together a few facts here and there and coming up with this scheme. Well, it was true. Good on those reporters who wrote about it. But, Rob, when they announced the suspension of Stephen Ross, the first thing that came to my mind was why isn't Brady suspended?
Look at you, Chris. You sound like me. Unbelievable.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, I like Tom Brady. I'll be the first to admit that. Everybody that listens to the show knows that. But I'm about objectivity. And
that's my middle
whether
name.
Whether it was two games, I would have even been fine with one. Because honestly, Rob, I don't feel like this is a huge thing they're hitting the Dolphins with. I get it. Losing a first-round pick is tough. They still have a first-round pick. They got another first-round pick in the Trey Lance trade. So I get that that's big, a first-round pick. But still, I don't think it's, you know, a Stephen Ross, a $1.5 million fine, Rob. You think that's hurting him?
Chump change. Nothing.
Right. So even if it were one game, which is significant in a 17-game season, I would have been fine with that. But I don't know, like, they didn't give any explanation either as to why Brady didn't get it. It just said he wouldn't be suspended. I get in 2019, I think it was 2019, Rob, but he was playing with the Patriots. That was the first incident of tampering.
And we need to say that Stephen Ross is a Michigan grad.
Yes,
Brady went to Michigan.
Right.
And you know, they have a connection. There's a Stephen Ross Business School at Michigan. He's given hundreds of millions of dollars to the school. He's a big Michigan guy. That's why people thought he was going to hire Jim Harbaugh.
So you could certainly argue that the first meeting when Brady was with the Patriots, he's just going to meet a fellow Michigan alum, Rob, like you said.
Yeah, but it's not when you're fraternizing with like there should be parameters. I get that they went to Michigan. I mean,
if Michael Jordan is at the same party with Carmelo Anthony.
No, that's not it wasn't that they met with each other. It's different between running into somebody.
What if they hang out? What if they're friends?
Yeah, I think that,
I mean,
that's
really, Jordan's an owner. Jordan has players on other teams wearing his sneakers.
Yeah, but there is, you got to be careful with that. I understand that's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
but
it's too slippery. You got to be careful. People aren't free to be friends with who they want to be friends with. Just don't bring up, hey, we're going to really scheme to get you to play for our team. That's not hard to do.
Well, but
it really isn't.
Okay, but then why is the NBA investigating the Brunson signing?
His father
works for the Knicks. Okay, it just so or
the
or
NBA
worked for the
has
Mets,
admitted that they allow players to fraternize. Like you can't control it. They admit it. It's not something you can do. You can't limit LeBron James from hanging out with Chris Paul. They're friends, or Michael Jordan for that matter, who's an owner. So they understand that the reason they're investigating Jalen Brunson and then in turn P.J. Tucker is because before free agency even began, there were reports out there that they're going to sign with the Knicks and they're going to sign with Philadelphia and Harden's going to take less. It was ridiculous. It was just blatant. And then as soon as free agency happens, when guys sign, it's obvious that tampering went on. So that's different. I would say the first meeting, you could argue that it was just Brady didn't know Ross was going to start recruiting him. But the second time, he could say, look, if we meet, you can't – don't be bringing up all this mess. And it wasn't even just Ross. It was another guy in the organization who also was suspended, Bruce Beal, the vice chairman. So, but, yeah, I bottom line is, Rob, I thought Brady – could have got a game, maybe two, but I don't know how he gets away scot-free.
Yeah, he's Teflon for the most part. The only time the league got him, which was shocking, was because he wouldn't cooperate on that. And I thought Brady brought that suspension on himself. If Brady would have stood up there that day, Chris, and said, blame me, it's my fault. I asked the ball boys to take some air out, but I didn't realize it was underneath the standard, Chris. I think most people would have believed that. I do.
Fine, but you don't think he would have got suspended?
No, I don't.
Why not?
If he would have owned up to it, but he was suspended. But a large part was because he was deceptive and wasn't cooperative in the NFL investigation. That was a big part of it.
But to say that just because you admit you did wrong, you're now no longer
no.
Serve
I'm
a
saying the way people
sense.
Would have looked at him differently. Instead of saying, oh, I don't know the ball boy, but they have 100 text messages between each other, and he calls them the deflator and all the other stuff that came out. All I'm saying is, if you come clean, people could give you the benefit of the doubt, is what I'm saying.
That's fine. People might view you differently, look at you differently. Maybe the suspension isn't as harsh, or the punishment. But I don't think you get off just because you admitted it.
I'm talking about public opinion and how Brady looked.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, but
that.
You said the suspension. So
yeah, I'm talking
that's
about,
different than public
yeah,
opinion.
That's what I'm talking about. And okay, I don't think it would have been fine. Four games if Brady would have owned up
but
to
would
it.
But it would have been it a would, suspension.
I don't know. I
Why
don't
not?
Know. I don't know because Brady had never been.
Just because you admit you still did wrong.
Bill Belichick didn't get suspended, Chris. He got
did
a
he
heavy fine.
It?
Yes.
Did he admit it?
Yes, he did. He got a fine. He didn't get suspended.
That's still a punishment.
No, but it could have been a fine for Brady. You can't do this. That's still a punishment.
My point
no,
was,
but my point is,
punished?
It wasn't automatic that it'd be a suspension.
But
Bill
it was
Belichick
automatic
got fined
$500,000.
The highest
but
fine for any coach.
But it's be a punishment.
He could have been suspended. My point is, I thought that Brady you know, knowing the Stephen Ross situation and going into that, didn't think they were going to be friendly or going to play a round of golf or go watch a Michigan football game, that he kind of knew what was going on. And I think that's why he's culpable. I do believe that he knew Stephen Ross was interested in him because he had done it before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, again, that even the first time he may have known, but you could certainly make the argument he didn't. Like you said, maybe he thought it was just we're getting together, both went to Michigan, it's all good. But when you do it a second time, and like I said, he was getting together with Bruce Beal, not always Stephen Ross. But still, that, Rob, would make it even more so, right? Why are you getting together with him? You know? And
right.
So, I agree.
You don't have any relationship with him from that standpoint, right?
Right. So that makes it seem even more. I just think, like I said, a game. And that would be, if it were two games, that would be significant. In a 17-game season, the Buccaneers, I certainly believe they're going to be very good. But, you know, two games is big in a tight playoff race. And that, if they were to lose those two games, had he been suspended, it would have been significant. Obviously, the league probably didn't want anything to do with that, Rob. But still, it just doesn't seem fair. That's my point. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But, I think he should have got something.
I just don't understand. The NFL's all over the place, Chris. Their punishments don't really fit. It's like one thing over here is like the end of the world. One guy made a $1,000 bet. He's got to miss the entire season.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I
like,
agree.
Seriously, he didn't make a $100,000 bet and then miss four balls in the end zone. Okay. Now that guy, Chris, I'm throwing out the league. Am I right?
Right.
Like
right. Absolutely.
If I see that you made a $100,000 bet and you missed a touchdown or a couple of passes.
Wide open drops.
Right, or something like that.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say something's fishy here, but I don't know. I think they're all over the place, but Brady should know better. And I don't know, did the league put out a warning to players? Like you got to be above board on these meetings. Because what was the other one? Was it Mark Cuban? What was there an NBA where an owner? I'm trying to remember, Chris. There was some incident.
Or tampering?
Yeah. Was it an owner when Magic said something about a player on television?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
Magic
that?
Magic said.
Was it about LeBron?
Who was the player? He was on
Anthony
TV.
Davis. Anthony
yeah,
Davis.
Yeah, he was
maybe.
On TV. And LeBron got fined, remember? I think $50,000.
Right.
For saying something about Anthony Davis. Who would love to play with him?
And just saying something. Right. Like, that ain't even like a meeting.
Right. I agree. I mean, you know, and the stories, Rob, and look, they've been right. So you would assume they were right about this part. The stories are that Tom Brady retired from the Buccaneers.
To go to Miami.
Planning to go to Miami as an owner, but then he was going to, like, you know, give up his ownership and play for Sean Payton. Like, those were what the stories were saying.
No, that was it, right.
And so, again, and I'm not calling for four games. Two. I think two, Rob. And again, one would have been fine. But this just acts like he did nothing wrong.
I would have had him suspended for one game, and then he'd have to play one game with an overinflated football as penalty. No?
No. Don't use that in your stand-up, especially not at 275 Park in New York City.
What? Look at that. I'm planning.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It came out today that Tiger Woo, turned down. Remember, LIV went after Tiger Woods, the LIV golf tournament, and Tiger turned him down. It came out today that the offer that Tiger turned down, Rob, was $700 to $800 million.
That is ridiculous. Just a ridiculous number. People were going crazy, Chris, over the was it the Mega Millions? Millions. That was $1.4 billion. Did you play, Chris? I know you don't play lottery. You did not get in.
Nope.
Okay. I did. I was in for about $25 worth of tickets or whatever it was. $2 a ticket.
You win?
$6. No. A couple dollars. Okay. But anyway, my point is that kind of money is ridiculous. And if he wants to stand on principle, and we get it, he's already rich. The principle is these guys are, well, the Saudis were involved in, you know, in 9/11 and Chris and human rights and I get all that. So many places, so many countries, so many things are all tied and have a lot of bad track records with dealing with people.
Including this country,
100%. And I'm glad you just said that.
People. particularly, but also other people of color. Come on.
What happened to the Native Americans here, Chris? What about the Native Americans who were wiped out?
Right. I mean, if we're going to keep holding things against every person whose ethnic group did something.
Right. We'll be here all day.
Right. I mean, the PGA Tour started, 1929? First black member, Charles Siffert, 1961.
Thank you.
1975, the head of Augusta National's golf club, Rob. 1975, he said this. As long as I'm alive, golfers will be white and caddies will be black.
Yep.
I know. I've talked to black men. And I'm not saying they were professional level, but I've talked to a lot of older black men who were caddies, Rob, growing up. And they played when they weren't caddy and they were able to play. And they were really good.
Right.
But never got a chance to play. Come on, man.
I can't remember who.
He's going to lose. He's wrong.
Was it Lee Elder? I want to say Lee Elder. Rob,
he was the first one to play in the Masters.
Lee Elder, Chris, in the old days, if you won the Canadian Open, you automatically got a bid to the Masters. Lee Elder is winning. Rob G, make sure I got the right golfer, black golfer. He's winning, Chris. He hasn't won yet.
Okay.
He's 17th hole. He's ahead. He's going to win, right? The Masters tournament, they send a telegraph, and it says that this year winning the Canadian Open isn't an automatic bid.
Wow.
To play while he's playing, Chris, on the 17th or 18th hole.
There you go.
To let him know, you might win this, but it ain't no guarantee we're going to invite you.
Come on. I mean, that's who Tiger's caping for.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It don't. And look, for those that don't know, the Saudis have a lot of investments in American companies, corporations. They got a big chunk of a lot of American corporations. Don't be fooled. This is all they it's this outrage, man. Barkley called it selective outrage. Some of it's false outrage, you know. And so I'm certainly not advocating all that they do. But there are countries that look at America as incredibly negative and decadent.
Against women, minorities, and all the time. Right.
Yep. So, I think with the Department of Justice, Rob, investigating the PGA, I think they're going to, hopefully, they allow the guys on LIV to be in the rankings and play in the majors.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.